Great to see you again too, Amanda. How are you doing today?
Hi, we're good.
Let's bring that mic right up to your face there. Good. It's been, you know, your beautiful place is one of my favorite restaurants. It's like a little staycation when you go to eat there. It really is. I love that place.
It is gorgeous.
It is, absolutely. And I don't know how much was spent in the time, money involved in redoing that restaurant, but that restaurant was fabulous. It's just so beautiful.
Oh, it's so gorgeous. Every day it's a new view, and it's just absolutely breathtaking every day.
I just sit there and go, wow, and the people are so nice. It is a fantastic place to go for lunch, and you get 15% discount. And I do want to, I don't know, okay, oh, we've got something. Oh, wait, I'm getting a note here from Amanda. We can give away a $50 gift certificate, is that right?
Yeah, let's give one away today. Let's get somebody in there who hasn't tried the Millhouse before, who tried it and loves it.
Oh, it's such a great place to go. Well, I'm glad you could come in today. You know, we've already had a chance to talk before about some great things you've done, special events you've done, your 15% discount that you've done, but we wanted to talk about a special event happening tomorrow, and it's been a crazy week because of the power outage. And what happened?
What a weird week on Maui.
We got hit by a lot of things that were really unfortunate here. You know, we were off the air for hours and it was not nice. But we're back and we want to focus now real intensely before we give the gift card away. Because if we give the gift card away, now people will maybe not listen all the way to the end. So we're going to keep them waiting till the end of the show for that. So you're doing a special event tomorrow. That we want to let people know about.
Right. So the event is called Pig for the Pink. Mm-hmm. And throughout the entire day, 15% of the Millhouse and the roasting company's sales will be donated to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation in celebration or honor, I guess, of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And in the evening, we're going to do something really fun. So around 5 o'clock, we're going to transition and bring out a guest bartender and send someone else back to the kitchen to cook. So the guest bartender is an interesting take. A lot of people right now are doing the guest bartender thing, and bartenders are visiting other bars. Yeah. And in this case, we have one in our own kitchen, our executive chef, Jeff Shear. He got one of his first starts on Maui. One of his first jobs here was being a bartender at Tommy Bahamas.
Oh, really?
Right. Nice. And it's great. You know, Jeff really supports the bar program and mm-hmm. what we do over there. He's been a huge help to our bar manager and our head bartender in developing interesting cocktails that are a little more like a culinary approach.
Yeah.
So everything made in-house. And it's beyond even just juicing our lemon and lime fresh. It's interesting shrubs and syrups and orgeats and things of that nature. So Jeff's been a big proponent in that and helping us use the kitchen as not just for the food side of things, but for the bar. So
you'll have 5 or 6 ingredients in one drink.
Yeah, and everything made in-house. The guys there do such a great job. And using Maui products to do all of that.
Yeah, oh my gosh. I mean, I fell in love with your tea, the plantation tea.
Yeah.
Made with some of the cane sugar from the backyard.
Yeah, we cold press the sugar cane juice
and it's so
then
good.
Hand process all of the lilikoi to sweeten that.
It's the most delicious I've ever had. Now, I haven't had the alcohol there yet, but I looked at the menu and oh my gosh, what's your favorite drink?
I can't ever pick a favorite drink. I love them, but I'm glad you brought up the question because it's a little bit what's the inspiration behind the event. Jeff's favorite cocktail is the Espina de la Rosa, and that's a mezcal based cocktail with orgeat, macadamia nut orgeat syrup, and Peychaud's bitters, and lime, and Hawaiian chili syrup. So
now,
it has a little bit of a smoky kick, a little bit of a spicy kick, and then the macadamia nut rounds out the whole thing.
What color is it?
Pink.
Okay.
So Jeff always comes to the bar and asks for the pink drink because that's his favorite. And I just, one night, just sitting around, and I'm a huge proponent of anything we can do to support breast cancer research and those efforts. And I was thinking about how Jeff always comes to the bar and asks for the pink drink. And this, the wheels got turning, and we decided we should bring Jeff out into the bar where he's been before. And so he's also, we're going to be offering the Espina de la Rosa and also a cocktail of Jeff's own creation. So he's creating a pink cocktail just for that night specifically.
Wow. Now, and the drinks, 15% of the proceeds from the drinks will also go to breast cancer awareness.
Yes. All drinks sold that day, pink or not, and all food sold that day. But, the, you know, it is a nice, fun way to come in.
It is.
And see Jeff in action behind the bar.
Starting at 5.
Starting at 5, going until 9 p.m.
Oh, it's going to be a long happy hour.
Yeah, a long thing. And then, of course, we needed somebody to go back to the kitchen to make some pink pork bites.
Is that going to be Kane?
That is.
It is going to bring that mic up close to you, Kane.
It is. I get lucky enough to jump back in the kitchen.
So what's the favorite thing you get to cook there?
Well, we're coming up with three different pork bites. One will be a pig ear of some sort. One will be pig skin or pork rinds. And then the other will be pork shanks.
I mean, I'm sorry, when I think of pig skin, I think of footballs, but this isn't that.
No footballs.
No footballs.
I mean, more like chicharrones.
So this is big in pig.
It is. Pig's one of my favorite things in the world, so it was just a great honor to be able to come back in the kitchen.
Anthony Bourdain should be there. He always loves his pig, doesn't he?
He does.
And what a lot of people who come to the Mill House or who work for him even don't realize is that he's our current director of food and beverage, but in his previous life, Kane was actually a sous chef. And he was a sous chef at a really successful restaurant in Charleston called Husk.
I was.
He gets to brush off his cooking skills, and Jeff gets to brush up his bartending skills.
So it's kind of an interesting way to kind of put you on the spot and let you also have some fun, right?
It is. Amanda came up with the idea, and I was all about it.
Really?
It's been a while since I've been in the kitchen, so I figured what a better opportunity to jump in there and help raise some money.
Do you get
for
a little
calls.
Nervous when you have to go back to that?
At first, a little nervous, just because it's been a little while since I've actually cooked anything. But for the most part, I'm really excited because this is all cooking anything with pigs. It's kind of second nature for me.
So I know if people are not aware, I mean, first of all, be listening because we're going to give away a $50 gift card. But they should be aware. When people say farm to table, I mean, it's almost like these days you don't know what that means because it gets used so much. But there's no one that does a farm to table like your farm to table because your farm is right there at your table. And you have, I mean, what do you have? You're growing so many wonderful things right there. What do you have available in your, how many acres are there?
Oh my God. So the plantation is about 1,500 acres. And every day it's growing in the number that is active productive farmland. We have two farms that we work with in terms of our food, and each of them are growing about 35 crops on the plantation.
Wow.
And then in
Kumu.
Addition to
Kumu
that,
farms?
Yeah, so Kumu Farms. Mm-hmm. And then we also work with really amazing people, Maui's finest farmers. They bring their beautiful produce right to our back door, and then it's on your plate that day. And that actually includes the proteins that we source. So the pork is all Maui raised.
Oh, really? What farm do you go with?
We work with a few. We've worked in the past with Malama Farms over in Haiku, an amazing pig farmer, Kurt Lopez, also over on West Kuiaha in Haiku. And so really whoever has well-raised pork that, you know, sustainable, hormone-free, we're in the market.
Well, no, that's important, too, because people kind of wonder about that, but they don't. A lot of times they think, oh, well, that's not impossible to find here. Pigs that are hormone free, you know, but that's big time. Big time. Yeah, definitely. No, I mean, because you know, that makes you feel a lot better about eating.
It sure does.
Yeah. So you know, the farm to table is super impressive at the Mill House Restaurant. What's impressive also is the hours you keep. I don't think a lot of people still realize that you start early in the morning with coffee roasted right there on the tropical plantation
on property,
grounds
absolutely.
There, on property.
They open up at 8 o'clock every morning.
And are you going to be doing the coffees, and is that going to be also available for 15%?
Absolutely, 15% of the proceeds of that will also go towards the breast cancer awareness.
And that's served from 8 to what, 9, 10, 10 o'clock? You're doing the
Well, our coffee shop's open from 8 to 4 every day, but we also serve that coffee, the same coffee in the restaurant itself as well. So we keep it going.
Okay, and 11 o'clock you're open for lunch.
11 o'clock to 9 o'clock, and we have a happy hour in between from 3 to 5.
And I do want to let people know, this is like a win-win. You get 15% off, on a discount, and 15% of what you buy and eat that day goes towards breast cancer awareness. So it's a double 15 going on that day as well. So that's really cool. And I have to say, the menu, oh my gosh, for lunch is just amazing. The food is the best. It's really, really good.
Oh, thank you.
And I mean, it's always like, wow, I can't believe how good. And a beautiful presentation as well. Very, very, very beautiful. And then you start your... usually your bar, it opens at 5 every day, right?
The bar's open all day.
Oh, all day?
We do a happy hour just in the bar area between 3 and 5. So after lunch, we open up for 3 to 5, and then the dining room reopens back up at 5 o'clock.
Uh-huh. And for this one, if you do the dining room for dinner at 5 as well, then you could just come a little earlier and have a little of the drink going on there. And you can also order the drinks right at the table for
Absolutely.
Dinner.
Absolutely.
And you can choose any of the cocktails.
Any of the cocktails, any of the rosés, all will be available. We'll have a little more selection on our rosés or our pink wines and to raise some awareness and match those a little bit well with our food that we're going to be offering.
Absolutely. So what are you seeing people say they like the best when they go to the restaurant? I know you're always wandering around and you have your people. And I have to say it's sometimes hard to make choices on the menu.
It is.
But for lunch, what do you, I know the desserts. I've seen the desserts. That one that's like the chocolate caramel mousse ball thingy, that seems
the
like the most popular.
The chocolate mousse is definitely one of our most popular desserts.
That's an unbelievable dessert. Oh, my gosh. It's chocolate mousse, and you'd usually think of chocolate mousse in like a glass, you know, and just kind of jello-y like. This is a chocolate mousse that is completely made with a hard chocolate ball covering. So you see it as a beautiful... Looks like a big truffle.
It does.
About a golf size. Well, it's bigger than a golf size. Apple-sized truffle.
About apple size.
And it's covered with this chocolate and the mousse inside, and there's caramel.
In the middle of that.
Yes. It's so good. It is. I'm getting hungry. It's like, oh, my God. It's so good. And I always have, is it the panisse?
Chickpea panisse.
Chickpea
panisse.
Is
definitely a fan favorite.
Well, I'm a vegetarian. And
Absolutely.
I have never had anything like it. It is so, 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 so wonderful.
I find myself eating that for lunch too often.
But then you have other choices. What are some of the meat choices? Being a vegetarian, what are the meat choices that are popular?
Absolutely. Well, some of our most popular items are going to be our tacos. We make all of our corn tortillas in-house, and then we do a pork braised taco. That's phenomenal. That's always a crowd favorite. And then our burger as well is a crowd favorite. We do practice in-house butchery, and we grind all of our own meat in-house to make our burger. Served typically
that
with fries or a salad.
That is actually done there.
It is.
From those longhorn steer
That's
on
right.
the top of the... Yeah, right. You could do a running of the bowls.
We sure could.
you could do it right down through the center there.
That'll be our next fundraiser.
Have the train chasing... Have
running
the
bowls and burgers.
Train pushing the bowls forward.
Yeah, there you go. That'd be great.
Because you have some mean-looking bowls up there.
They are.
For sure. They meet their just rewards in that in that hamburger. But I didn't know you did the whole thing right there.
Absolutely.
So that's impressive.
Everything
People
in-house.
Say it's the best.
Well, wonderful.
I was with someone once there, and they had it, and they said it was the best hamburger they've ever had.
All right.
Yeah. No. And you know everyone has hamburgers, right?
That's right.
Folks, if you want the best hamburger you've ever had, you know, it's worth checking that out for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Please do.
What's your favorite, Amanda? I'll put you on the spot.
I love the Cioppino. It's been on the menu since day one, and it's interestingly complex. So it's a tomato-based soup or broth that has the seafood in it, you know, a traditional fisherman's stew. Jeff has to make 3 separate recipes before he can even make the broth recipe because there are 3 different things that go into the broth itself. And so it's very time-consuming behind the scenes. And then when you take a sip of the broth, it shows. It's just so flavorful. And then you have Kauai shrimp and locally caught whitefish and mussels. So you get a little bit of the Hawaiian seafood.
Well, next thing I know, you're
going to
make that pond there is going to become a separate little fish pond, right? You can start having separate that beautiful pond and all of a sudden have your own fish pond right
exactly.
there.
Exactly. Have everything in house, right?
Have everything right in the place. Because, you know, it's funny because I hadn't been with anyone who's had the fish yet. So it's good to know that
the fish stew is so incredible. And then I also think that the beef ragu is a great selection because we make it served with these wide pasta noodles. Mm. We make all of our pastas in-house from scratch. And then the beef ragu is cooked down slowly. So it's such a comfort dish. And especially on like the chillier Wailuku nights, that dish really hits the spot.
Sure does.
Well, I had Pamela in here not too long ago, and Pamela's, I didn't realize I know her. She has a better memory than me. She says, I know you from somewhere, and I didn't know that I'd known her when she had a shop at the Queen Kaumana Center. She had a shop, and she's just a wonderful lady, and we were talking about the fact, and I was just thinking about it today during yoga when I was trying not to think, that I have to get together the Christmas party. Here I am in yoga going, I have to get the Christmas party together because time's running out. And
it sure
folks,
is.
You need to this is a great place to book a Christmas party.
It is. And time's booking up quick.
Is it really?
It is.
And the popular times are usually Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
They are. Yeah. They are. And it's going, but we're excited to host as many as we possibly can.
Yeah.
It's everything from a 10-person dinner, if you have a more intimate office group, up to parties of 50 or 60 in a chef's table area, and up to 450. So we can really
accommodate
any type of group with so many different venues on just the one property.
The chef's table area is the one in the back there, kind of just off to the left of the main restaurant, and that has been pretty popular for not only the private parties, but on Saturday nights you've been doing the show. Are you still doing the chef's table?
Oh, you bet. Selling out more than ever, actually. Selling out about a month ahead of time now.
Not.
And it's just such a cool experience. 9 courses cooked right in front of you. The kitchen is in the room where you're sitting. The chefs are very engaging. They're very friendly. You get to come up, share your experiences about food with them, take pictures, really get to hear the story behind the ingredients and the dish and the inspiration.
I don't know any place that's selling out a month in advance for something like this. My jaw's dropped open that you're selling out a month in advance.
Yeah, and the reception is always really positive. It's a cool event.
Yeah.
It really can devolves into a big dinner party. You're really friends with the people at your table by the time you leave.
And so how do you book that?
Just on our website, millhousemaui.com. And there's a link there for Chef's Table. It'll tell the guest a little bit more about the Chef's Table experience and what to expect. And it also shows the availability when we have tickets left for what dates. And we have a really exciting one coming up on November 11th. There's an awesome chef. He's here on Maui right now. He's working for Rimfire Imports. His name's Johnny Mizukami. And Chef Mizukami worked for the French Laundry, El Bulli in Spain, Vintage Cave in Honolulu.
Wow.
And he has had some incredible experience working alongside Thomas Keller. And he's here on Maui. He'll be joining Jeff on the 11th.
11-11 is Veterans Day.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And he's going to do they're going to do a wonderful menu together.
What do people call still, or is it mostly booked online? Can people call?
They can absolutely call the 270-0333 to book.
270-0333. That sounds like a great event.
I'm really excited about it.
I know. That
I get to
wonderful.
Pick the wine pairings for it that we're going to offer. So that part's going to be really fun.
And so you have a wine selection that's pretty amazing, too.
Yep. 250 bottles.
Wow.
Specializing in finding, you know, interesting varietals and especially wines that are produced organically or biodynamically, or at least with a focus on that.
So how is it doing? You've been open now for how long?
2 years.
Yeah. Two years now.
Wow. Congratulations.
A little over 2 years.
So what are you hearing and how happy are with you, the way things are going?
Well, you know, we get lots of great feedback. Amanda and myself will always nitpick, but overall, we're just doing unbelievable. Our numbers are just skyrocketing, covers and everything. So I think the feedback has been unbelievable. The guests love it. The guest experience is always great, which is our biggest goal, is to really strive to have that guest experience be phenomenal.
Yeah.
And to make them leave just remembering us and talking about us on the way home and everything. So feedback has been phenomenal.
I when I'm there, I hear that and I feel that, and I do feel like it's a staycation when I go there. I haven't been able to go for less than an hour and a half. Usually it's 2 hours, but no, because you just it's the European style in a way. You feel like you're just there. You're not pressured to leave.
Exactly.
It's not like there's a, you know, you have your own space. It's a beautiful presentation. Everyone's talking about the food, and there's no rush. You don't feel any rush at all. I mean, I go to some restaurants and I feel like, you know, the energy level and pressure, but I don't feel that. I feel very relaxed, and the food is just, it's like an experiential dining thing.
It
really is. I feel like, wow, this is really great. And that's why I like to take people there and go there. If it's a special birthday, anniversary dinner, or special meeting or something, I say, you got to go to the Meal House restaurant.
Well, we appreciate that. Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I that's why I'm really happy. And I'm a heads up out there in the office, because I didn't tell them ahead of time, because I can't answer the phone in here because I'm on the phone. I mean, I'm on the air. So it, Gary or who's ever out there, we're going to be giving away a $50 gift card to go to the Meal House restaurant. This is going to be a super, super treat. Really nice treat for you. I'll just do it now. If you call 242-7800. Oh, I'm sorry. Don't call 242-7800. I'm giving you the number in the studio. No. I know you're calling now. That was my bad. Erase that. I was looking at the phone. It's 244-9533. I'm sorry, the person who called. 244-9533, because I'd have a hard time getting that here. 244-9533. They got the other number. 244-9533. I'm sorry, person who called. 243. I'm used to saying that because that's the number right here in the studio. But I like I say, I'm always excited. And I do want to say, if you want to give something special, a lot of times people don't know what to get for a holiday gift. And if you really want to do something special as a special treat, you can get a gift card for someone. And I tell you, people will love it as a gift if you give them a gift card from the Meal House restaurant.
Right. The gift cards are awesome. And any denomination you get, they can come and have a great experience. So even if you get them a $25 gift card so they can get their morning coffee for
a
few days.
Or get a nice drink at the bar.
Or a couple drinks at the bar, up to like a really nice dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And also the roasting room has amazing Maui-grown, Maui-roasted coffee. That's awesome to send back to the mainland.
That's a good point.
Snag the macadamia nuts that we roast,
send
them to my family. They love them. Now it's like upon request. They're like, when are we getting more of those macadamia nuts?
You know what? That's a good thing. You could get a box, get a whole bunch of that coffee, and just send those back to special people, and they will love it. They will love that as a gift.
Yeah, those kind of gifts where it's coming from the place you are to someone who you know you can't be with, but you want to send a gift to.
That's a really great idea. I do like that idea a lot.
And they'll be at the Made on Maui Festival
on
November 3rd and November 4th. Yeah.
So the coffee will be?
Coffee. So a couple of things. We do the roasted macadamia nuts and roasted almonds.
Uh-huh.
And we offer those in 6 different flavors. So those will be there at the festival. The coffees that we roast, and the chocolate-covered pea-berry coffee beans.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't pop too many of those
chocolate
in the afternoon. You'll never sleep.
Chocolate-covered pea-berry coffee beans. Oh, my gosh.
They're so good.
Those sound so good.
Great Christmas presents.
Those are stocking stuffers.
That's it.
Yeah, those are really nice ones. Boy, that'd be good for taking if you have to do a long trip and then not get any sleep and get started in the next thing in the morning. First thing, just take some of those with you and...
Exactly.
You're going, you know, no jet lag, right? You just just take those coffee beans and you're jet powered. I love that. Well, and of course, we don't want to forget the fact that if you are going to do that, the Tropical Plantation is got all the great local stuff you can also buy if you're going to get the coffee. Stop in there. There's some wonderful gifts to send back, and you could do a little gift basket, gift box.
Yeah, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but there's a couple, they've lived here for a really long time, I think over 10 years, and Bill and Stu Sully, he's a photographer who's built a name for himself on island, and together they opened up a retail shop at Maui Tropical Plantation. It's called Sully Aloha, darling boutique with amazing, like, hats, T-shirts, purses, jewelry. He has his art in there as well.
I saw
and
that.
His prints.
Beautiful.
And
yeah.
They have, I mean, little baby onesies that say Aloha on them. So if you're looking for gifts this holiday season, that's a really cool spot to stop by. And they're open 7 days a week.
And it's so nice because you don't have the problem with parking. You know, I mean, there's all that parking. There's absolutely no pressure. You know, and you know that you're giving something from with the spirit of Maui. And don't forget Kumu Farms on the right side there. There's
the
that
farm stand.
It took me a couple of times to realize they were over there. I got a coconut. It was one of those hot days. And I got one of the coconuts. I cut it open. I was just nothing like, and I got some of that salad dressing. It was so good. The green salad dressing. I forget
the
what
green
it was.
Goddess.
The green goddess. Oh, my gosh. Was that good? And some of the veggie burgers. They have handmade veggie burgers.
Yeah, I mean, they have tons of the awesome organic farm fresh produce in there, but they also do their value-added products.
Yeah.
Everything from, like, all-natural bug spray or room scents or homemade pesto, the veggie burgers.
Oh, I was that pesto.
Salad mixes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's really all there, and I know sometimes people don't realize that things have changed, but boy, have they changed. In the last couple of years, if you have not been there, you have to go check it out. And check it out tomorrow, Friday, all day, 15% of whatever you buy goes to breast cancer awareness and to support the research for breast cancer. And don't miss the special Chef Jeff at the Bar, starting
right.
at 5 with his pink drinks. And they won't see you.
They won't
see
me. I'll put my head out there occasionally on the dining room floor.
They'll taste your goodies.
That's it.
And you'll be in the kitchen doing your magic back there. And maybe that chef that you're talking about, maybe he'll pop by.
We hope so.
Wouldn't that be nice? Then you'd really be nervous.
I would. At that point, I'd be real nervous.
He's like, oh, okay, I've got to cook for him. You could have him come back and cook with you.
That's it. That'd be an honor.
Take it off you. Well, it's wonderful seeing both of you. I'm so glad you can make it. I'm sorry it's been a crazy week, and I'm glad you finally could make it in before tomorrow.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
And again, call the Meal House. The number
is 808-270-0333.
Again, repeat it.
270-0333. And for tomorrow night, we might be really busy, so call and make a reservation, and we'll get you a table or a little lounge seat to join us at Pig for the Pink.
270-0333, because of the driving, they forget. 270-0333. Or go to the website.
MillhouseMaui.com.
Thank you, Amanda. Thank you, Kane.
Thank you,
Cindy. Thank you, Cindy.
Have a wonderful
day.
Event.
Absolutely.
And everyone, thank you. Talk Story next week. We'll be doing it on Tuesday, but then I'll be back from Tahiti the week after that. So a big aloha. Ah.